no matter what happens in the next 2 days, we really have to change the discussion. And that's what we want to do. It's not just protesting the debt ceiling debacle or the shutdown. Those are horrible, but they are the products of a more profound priorities crisis. And that's what we want to address. And that will continue even if they do a temporary solution to the debt ceiling or the shutdown.
Tell me what you're planning to do.
On Friday evening, from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, we will be holding a rally in front of the Academy of Music to take back the budget. What we have seen repeatedly in Washington is shutdowns or threats of shutdowns, threats of debt defaults, financial blackmail in Congress in order to get cuts in human needs of all sorts. The ostensible one to begin this one was to stop Obamacare. But we fully expect the Republicans to demand further cuts in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all the things that they have been going after for a long time. And one of the results in the past was a sequester from which people are still suffering. This is outrageous. There is plenty of money. This is a false discourse. What we need is what 75% of people who had the chance to voted for, which is the budget for all.
Explain how that works, the budget for all. And you said that 75% of the people who voted on it, that was in a non-binding referendum in some parts of Massachusetts a couple of years ago.
And it's very clear. It says cut the huge military spending, fund human needs, do not cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, unemployment benefits, food and housing programs, the things that people need. Tax the rich and close the corporate loopholes and create a jobs program, which most people want to be a green jobs program. These are the things that people want and need.
Realistically, what do you think the chances are of getting this through a Congress that has a considerable and influential conservative wing?
It will never happen unless we, the 99% who want to push for it. That is a variable that has to be mobilized. And that's what we did last November, and that's what we've got to keep doing. They keep framing the discussion in ways that most people don't want. You know, we keep on funding the military, which is one of the most socially and environmentally hazardous things that can be done. Keep on not taxing the rich and the corporations, the past has shown where that leads. We have a recession based on illegal trading. And don't do a jobs program and cut human needs. People are suffering from this policy. We must raise the real alternative. And that's what the rally will be doing. That's what people in Massachusetts have said that they wanted. And so we are going to hold up what they have told us they want. The budget for all is based on the Congressional Progressive Caucus budget. It is a real thing. And it has been repeatedly put into Congress, and it just needs to have its backing strengthened, because that is the popular budget.